You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
He was appointed on an interim basis last year after then-director Julia Pearson was forced out due to two embarrassing security breaches. Several lawmakers are in Cuba to discuss resuming normal trade relations with the country. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says she is optimistic about the talks.
We are here. We're very pleased with the president's announcement of the change in policy.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner says the U.S. and Cuban governments will have to budge off long-held stances in order to advance relations.
Both countries have to get past their old mindsets and realize that this is a new day.
Last month, Cuban officials gave a list of demands, including halting support for Cuban political dissidents. U.S. wholesale prices fell by a record amount in January, led by the biggest drop in gas prices in 6 years. The decline was 0.8%. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
So what are people doing with all the money they're saving from lower gas prices? AP correspondent Rita Foley has the answer.
The experts say we'll have $750 more in hand this year because gas is nearly $1.10 a gallon less than it was a year ago. So what are we doing with that money? It's a shock to analysts, but we're saving it. We saved increasingly more in November and December, and economist Michael Feroli of J.P. Morgan Chase estimates we put away even more in January, 5.3%. Analysts say Americans still aren't ready to spend as freely as they did before the recession. Rita Foley, Washington.
Dozens of grave sites have been vandalized in two graveyards in France. The interior minister said crucifixes were overturned. Swastikas were found in other towns. The discovery came after 250 Jewish graves were desecrated last weekend in eastern France. Denmark's prime minister has joined hundreds of other mourners for a funeral for the security guard who was shot and killed outside a synagogue over the weekend. It was one of two fatal shootings by a gunman who police say may have been inspired by terror attacks in Paris last month. U.S. factory production edged up last month as manufacturers cranked out more computers, clothing, steel, and other metals, offsetting declines in autos and aerospace. The data suggests manufacturing is still supporting economic growth, though it is weaker than last year. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:05 on February 18th already. Hope you had a nice weekend and a nice Valentine's Day. Let me give you the update on the weather forecast if you happen to be in the area. Flemington this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 28. It's a little warmer than that right now. It's about 35 and it's really nice. Tonight, snow showers likely, mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 9. And then Thursday, chance of snow showers again before noon. Then a chance of flurries, mostly sunny with a high of 17. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around -4. Wind chill values as low as -18. Oh, my Lord. Friday, sunny with a high of 13, which sounds like a dream. And then Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of negative 4 again. Mostly a chance of snow on Saturday, cloudy with a high of 30. And then snow, freezing rain, and rain. Likely cloudy with a low of about 27 on Saturday night. And then rain, snow, and freezing rain again on Sunday with a high of 44. And then a chance of rain and snow on Sunday night. Mostly cloudy with a low of 20. So that sounds like a terrible weather forecast. And I we're very close. We're within striking distance to the spring. So let's focus on the positive. Our guest today on the line. Are you there, Eileen Sinette?
Yes, I am.
Professional woman, author of Speaking That Connects. Tell us your titles. I know you have another one over there with partnership.
I'm the chair or the lead of the Plainsboro Business. Not a chair that you sit on, but I am the chairperson lead of the Plainsboro Business Partnership, which is a committee of the Princeton Chamber of Commerce.
All right. So tell us a little bit first about yourself, and then we want to hear about what you're up to.
Okay. I've been in my own business for over 3 decades. That makes me kind of a seasoned professional and almost don't even want to say that amount of time. But I've obviously enjoyed and still enjoy what I do, which is to promote communications that are clear and concise and connect with people and allow them to feel confident. So my business is 30 years old, Speaking That Connects, previously named Comprehensive Communication Services, and we're based in Plainsboro, New Jersey, and service individuals, professionals, and entrepreneurs, as well as corporations in the art and science of effective communications.
Tell everybody a little bit about your book while we're there, and we'll get into every detail.
Okay. My book, Speaking That Connects, is about engaging your audience and knowing the best practices to craft and deliver a memorable presentation. And it's a how-to book divided into a process involving what you need to think about, what you need to do behaviorally, and then how you invisibly and energetically connect and engage your audience.
And where can people get the book at?
Well, they can go to my website, speakingthatconnects.com, and they can go to Amazon, and I think it's still on Barnes & Noble, so it's available.
And it's a great book, and I've known about it for about 3 or 4 years now. I can't believe it already. And, you know, we just love promoting you and sharing it because, you know, the way that you, I guess, explain your philosophy is so clear in the book. And it's so different and unique to whatever everything else you always hear about. Can you give us a little bit of an example of some of the ways that you're a little different than the typical speaking coaches?
Well, it is a thinking, doing, and being process. And I like simplicity. I think that works well. So the book is a simplistic but powerful process for beginning with the end in mind of what you want to have your presentation audience understand when they leave your presentation, and then supporting it with information that makes that pop. So there's a 7 or 8 step process for developing the presentation. There are body language tips and techniques for empowering yourself as a presenter, eye contact, stance, gestures. These are things that are part and parcel of most presentation programs, but I think I work them a little differently, especially if I'm doing the live training. But the book also kind of gives you the details as well. And then I think what differentiates this preparation and delivery process from other presentation books is my emphasis on the energy between audience and speaker, what you feel but you don't always identify, and how to manage that energy that can be positive, though sometimes it's felt as a nervousness, and to really to be effective, capitalize on that energy. So building presence, building engagement.
Mm-hmm. and you do it so well. Let me ask you, Eileen, are you calling from a landline?
I am.
Okay, because you sound very loud, which is good, but there was a little bit of an echo, and I wasn't really sure why. And that's fine. As long as you're on a landline, then we'll just go forward. Tell us a little bit about your clients. Who are they?
On the corporate end, clients have been big companies often, pharmaceutical and biotech companies, insurance companies, finance companies, and others, but those are the bigger ones. And then smaller companies that are owned by entrepreneurs, and they can have some employees or no employees. And these could be lawyers, coaches, therapists, teachers, accountants. So almost any clergy, even, you know,
right.
People who give homilies and speeches, bar mitzvah children. My clients are really a broad range because everybody can speak mostly, you know, if you don't have a handicap, most people can speak, but most people have some concerns about public speaking. So since everyone has the ability or the human nature to communicate, it could be anybody who is a client.
Well, we're going to go to our first break right now. It's Talented People. My name is Jeannie Murphy, and Eileen Sinnett is on the line. She's the author of the book Speaking That Connects. She also has her her program that you can actually tell everybody if they want to sign up for your newsletter, because I know you got quite a few of those go out. Where would they go to sign up?
I think you're referring to
your
my
e-newsletter.
Networking,
yeah.
Advertisement or my networking meeting. And if they just want to send me an email, I can put them on that distribution list. This is a monthly networking breakfast that's held in Plainsboro at my studio.
Right, and that's amazing. I think you get so many contacts over there. It's something to sign up for. So what's your email address for them to get in touch with you?
Sinnett, my last name, Sinnett, at speakingthatconnects.com.
All right, we'll go into our first break. We'll be right back. Stay with us at Talented People. Mm-hmm.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Ford, New Jersey.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:17 on Wednesday, February 18th. I just want to give you a couple updates. Our guest calling in today, her name is Eileen Ensenet, and she's the author of Speaking That Connects, and she's talking about some of the programs that are available if you'd like to have some formal training by a professional. We're going to get to that in just a second. And then I wanted to remind everybody out there, you know, the cyber world and cybersecurity is like on the top of everyone's mind, and it's not just for IT techie people. It's for everyone. If you're a small business owner or if you're a large company, you can be at risk. And there are different levels of risk factors by different categories and industries. But I want to let you know about two different events that are coming up. One is in Newark at the Atrium on the location of the New Jersey Institute of Technology. It's a cybersecurity NJ conference on March 30th on Monday with Senator Cory Booker as the invited keynote. The experts are forensic scientists, the most, I want to say, current and on hand. They know everything about what's happening as recently as this past weekend with the 100 banks that were hacked. And they're going to share information for anyone who's a business leader, CEO. It's not just for IT or techie people. This is for people who are in charge of other people's files. If you accept credit cards, if you are a healthcare provider, dental, lawyer, accountant, you're more than welcome to come online to cybersecuritynj.com and sign up for that event. It's $35. And then at the same time, on April 20th in Mercer County at the College of New Jersey at the Small Business Development Center, sponsoring an event for small business owner cybersecurity. And it's a totally different agenda. It's very, very, very specific. The angle is more about if you're a small business, how much is it really going to cost? How do you find someone certified? Really, how simple and how what is going on, because you are at such particular risk, as they say, small business owners in the year 2015 to start. So if you'd like to find out about that, you can go to cybersecuritynj.com, and there is no charge for that registration, and it's courtesy of the College of New Jersey Small Business and Development Center. So if you get a chance, come join us. It's going to be a really interesting day. Now we're back to our guest on the line, Eileen Sinet.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Thanks so much for hanging in there for all that information.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you sound very clear.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right, so what about like the programs? What are you promoting right now?
Right now we have a great opportunity for individuals, professionals who would like to improve their English pronunciation. So these are usually people with English as a second language who have experience some discomfort, embarrassment, shyness, lack of confidence, because when they're asking questions or on the phone with people, they're constantly not understood.
So can you?
So there's a pronunciation program. It starts next Tuesday evening. We have a few spaces left. It's a small group format, and it's an evening class for six consecutive Tuesdays, 7 to 9 p.m.
Now, is there a cost for that?
There is a cost for that, and I think it's very reasonable. It's $250 for the 12 hours.
That's very reasonable.
I know. I want to make it available, affordable, and, you know, give back to the community. I really embrace global and international people and economies. It's not about homogenizing, it's about improving.